And place one hand on your belly and one hand on your chest. Find a position of your body where you can most easily feel the breath coming into the belly and then rising up into the chest, this two-part full torso breath, breathing belly up into chest, taking in as much air as comfortable without forcing or pushing in any way. Just let it be very easeful and notice the two places that the breath can enter, the diaphragm or the belly and the lungs or the chest and the heart. And as you're breathing in, get a sense for breathing not only into the front of your body, but also connecting with the breath moving into the sides of the belly, the sides of the chest, underneath the arms, the armpits, and also the back, the entire spinal area from the low back all the way up through the place between the shoulder blades and even up into the back of the neck. So let the inhalation be easeful, but do see if there's a level of inhalation, a slightly larger inhale that you can feel comes in, around, and through the entire torso and maybe even the entire body. See if you can feel the breath in the pelvis. Feel the effect of the breath in the sacrum and the pubis and the sit bones. Feel the breath in some way moving down your legs and into your feet. But focusing primarily on this feeling of breathing deeply into the belly and then up into the chest. Feel the wave. And now, practice breathing in through your nose. You may already be breathing in through your nose. Breathing in through your nose, belly to chest, and breathing out through your mouth, gently, softly, with an ah or a ha, window fogging breath. Feeling how this exhalation with the ah or the ha sound rubs in the back of the throat. And this is a very important point, place in the body to activate the relaxation response. So you'll notice you breathe in through your nose, belly to chest. And when you breathe out, release from the chest first and let everything melt, the exhalation melt as you release the belly. So first chest, then belly. And sometimes you'll notice there's a bit of a movement happening in your spine. Just let that happen. There's a natural movement, maybe very subtle. Maybe a little more pronounced as you breathe in and out. Let it be a rocking, a sense of being held by the breath, being rocked by your own breath. Letting yourself feel the breath in the front, on the sides, in the back, and inside. And anytime you want to release your hands down, feel free. You can keep them there if it feels more connecting. Inhaling through the nose, belly to chest. Exhaling through the mouth, soften the jaw, soften the lips, soften the tongue and the throat. Ha, ha. Let the exhalation come all the way to its natural conclusion. Exhaling all the way to the bottom. And then notice how the inhalation is there, ready, coming into the belly, into the chest. No forcing or pushing or trying, just becoming aware of the capacity of your breath. Capacity that it has to fill your torso, to fill your body. Very simple. Letting go of any sense of getting it right or trying. Just letting yourself breathe, notice, connect with the sensations of your breath, of your breath in your body right now. Continuously letting go as your thinking wants to pull you into whatever train of thought is happening at the moment. Letting that train release. It will want to take you on it. But making a kind of choice to come back, choosing back to the body, back to embodied, back to the breathing. So simple, yet of course so elusive. So each time the mind comes up with some thought that seems essential, let it go. Let it go again and again and welcome yourself back. This process of being drawn away and welcoming yourself back right here, embodied, to the breath, is the process